So on Tuesdays, I like to keep things in a little bit of perspective. And as some of you know, I had an opportunity to visit with an old professor of mine as he was dying from Lou Gehrig's disease during the final weeks of his life. It was an eye-opening experience, to say the least. It became the book Tuesdays with Maury, which was written to pay his medical bills. But it's a book that continues to teach me, let alone, I think, a lot of the other people who have read it. And we get a lot of letters and emails and requests about whether there are other things or other lessons or expanded that weren't in that book from all the time that I spent with Maury, who was, as I say, dying from Lou Gehrig's disease at age 78. And I had all the tapes of our original conversations, and on Tuesdays for a couple minutes we listened to some of those. And this particular one I went back and listened to because our days are very hectic, and around here they go absolutely crazy. And Maury was down to his final days. And I asked him if he had 24 hours to be perfectly healthy, that he could walk again, that he could get out of that wheelchair, that he could get out of, that his body would come back to him. How would he spend those 24 hours? Money was no object. Distance was no object. He could do anything he wanted for a perfect 24 hours. And this is what he said. Here was the beginning of his perfect day. Listen.
Get up in the morning, do my exercises, have a lovely breakfast of sweet rolls and tea. I go for the health club for a swim and a jacuzzi, and it'll be around noontime then.
All right, that was the morning covered. Now, you're sitting there, if you were like me, I was waiting for him to say, and then I fly to Tahiti, or then I sit and have lunch with the president. No, here was the second part of his perfect day.
Come home, have a nice lunch in delicatessen, and have all my friends come in, one, two at a time, talk about friends and family, talk about love, how we care about each other, what we meant to each other.
All right, so far, he's halfway through this perfect day where he can do anything he wants. Remember, this is a man who hasn't walked on his own or fed himself in months at a time. He's had to have help going to the bathroom. You would think the ability to be free, right, do everything. Now comes the third part of the day. I'm still waiting for this big glamorous part. Here's what he said.
To get into nature, to go for a ride into the country and really appreciate what is given to us, which we so take for granted. You have the trees and the birds and the lake, and you just take in God's gift to humanity, you know. Each year it disappears and it comes back again, year after year after year. And there's something quite marvelous about that.
All right, so now so far, he woke up, he had breakfast, he went for a swim, maybe the health club, he had his friends over for lunch, they talked about love, they talked about friendship, and then he went for a walk in the woods, maybe observed nature. All right, all that's left is the evening of the 24-hour perfect day, so I'm figuring, well, this is where the big thing comes in, this is what, and then I invite Cindy Crawford over to dinner. Here was how he finished it up.
Have a great dinner. I don't know what it would be exactly. Maybe go to lovely restaurant where you can get duck. I love duck. Mm-hmm. And then go out dancing the rest of the night with great dance parties. Just dance free until I'm exhausted. And go home and have a deep, deep sleep. I wouldn't be very intellectual. It would be full of feeling and heart.
Now that was it. That was the perfect day. And so, of course, you can imagine me sitting next to Maury there and finally saying, you know, with my mouth shut, "Bah." That's it. I gave you 24 hours of perfect health. You could do anything you want, go anywhere you want. That was such a normal every day. And he looked at me and he said, "That's the point." And when you think about it, that is the point. If you can somehow find that your every day is your perfect day, then you really have gotten to that point where you're leading a good and meaningful life. You're not sitting around thinking about, I could be doing this. Wouldn't things be so much better if I did this? Oh, if I could just have a more glamorous society. There is wonder in the very simple acts of every day that you go on living. And if you can somehow get to the point of Maury, who all he wanted to do was just get up and have this regular day again, that would be a perfect day. If we can appreciate that when we're healthy, then we're going to go through life a lot happier and understanding what it takes to be happy, maybe better off. So the perfect day turns out to be every day. That's when you sort of got things together. So that was a little lesson that I've tried never to forget when I sometimes think, gee, I didn't get this done, or I didn't get this accomplished, or I didn't, you know, wouldn't it be great if I went here or there? And then I remember Maury saying, all I want to do is just take a walk, have lunch, have my friends, dance, and fall into a nice sleep. I said, you know, that's not too bad either.
It's good.
We thank you for joining us.